Hello, welcome to my first audio boo. Today I'm going to be talking about Aston Villa, a team I've followed since I can remember. Very excited about the upcoming season. A lot of Aston Villa fans are worried because we haven't made many signings at the moment. We signed Stuart Downing from Middlesbrough for 12 million and Fabian Dow from Leeds United for around 8 million. But those are very good signings, and okay, they won't be playing first team football for a while. Because Downing's injured. He's going to be out till about December, perhaps January. Just, you know, he's got plenty of time because we've got Ashley Young on the left anyway. Fabian Delph, well, he's 19, so he's going to be one that's going to be for the future. But at the same time, I can't see why we can't put him in the team, see how well he does anyway, because I have a lot of faith in anyone that Martin O'Neill signs, even Emil Heskey. But at the same time, we do need new players. I would say, off the top of my head, we need a striker. Somebody else in midfield, because I still think we're short of quality there. We also need a right back, probably a left back, and maybe two central defenders. And then I'd say we're set to go for the new season. We do need a bit of quality. We do need more players in. And we do need O'Neill to pull his finger out. But again, we signed players fairly late last year. Most of the players we signed were from August the 8th onwards. And we haven't even reached August the 8th this year anyway. The earliest, we signed Sidwell, and I think it was the other keeper we signed, the American, Brad Guzan, in July. Other than that, everything else was done in August. So, and last season went really well for us. The only thing that went wrong wasn't to do with the fact that we hadn't made signings early enough. It was the fact that Larsson got injured, Quaye, the other defender, was injured a lot, and obviously we had Judas Barry through the centre of midfield, and to be fair, I don't think he was that good last season. So it's good that he's moved on, because his heart wasn't for playing for us. And what sort of message does that give out if someone like that is captaining the team? It doesn't give a very good message, if you ask me. And finally, it's going to be a nice friendly this weekend against Fiorentina. I'm predicting a 3-0 win for Aston Villa. Goals from Ashley Young, Gabriel Egbon-Lahore, and I will say Sidwell as well, popping up with one. So you can come back to me if that's wrong, but up the Villa, and this is my first and last audio boo, probably for a couple of days, because I'm travelling up to Devon to see my partner. So thank you very much for listening.